Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, July 24th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We've got Sue and I here. Bob will be joining us hopefully around 9:30 tonight. He's going to attend a high school reunion, his 50th reunion, up north, and he's flown up to, well, he's flown to upstate New York, and he'll be checking in with us from there on remote location tonight. So that's going to be kind of fun to have Bob come in somewhere around 9:30. All right. Sue, let's do this. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to a teaching that you found for us for tonight, and I'm excited to hear it. So let's go ahead and pray the call in. Lord God, we thank you for everything that you've done to take us to this point, for whatever is following, for whatever is coming in our present and near future is going to be amazing. Thank you for being an amazing God. Thank you for bringing this blessing home and allowing us the joy of what we'll have in doing projects to level the playing field for humanity around the world. Because it's in Jesus' name that we pray, amen and amen. Sue, I know I'm excited, and I know it's, you know, Bob's favorite time to come in Tuesday and Thursday nights for this teaching, but we're just going to have to let him hear it on the replay, I guess, eh?
Thank you. Thank you, Bruce. And I'm going to dedicate this to the courage it took for all of us to merge with our spirits and trust ourselves to continue on this path. And so tonight's teaching is dedicated to all of us and our courage. And it's called Take a Step. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119:105. If God has given you a goal or put a dream in your heart, it's important that you take a step toward accomplishing that goal or realizing that dream. In order to live God's abundant, confident, joy-filled life, it's important to understand you have a part to play. Don't sit back in fear and passivity. Instead, act in faith and take that bold first step. Whether it's signing up for a class, making a phone call, recruiting others to help you, writing the first chapter of the book you've wanted to write, whatever it is, take a step of faith. You may not be sure how it's going to work out. You might not even know what the second step will be. But if you do your part, there's one thing you can know for sure. God promises that part of what will happen will be great in your life. If you focus on God's promise rather than potential problems, you'll quickly see things in your life turn around for the best. And when you do, and you refuse to quit, this is what will happen. Do not grow tired or lose heart in doing good, but continue doing what is right without weakening. 2 Thessalonians 3:13. There are times when individuals will come to me for advice and prayer, and while I will tell them what the Holy Spirit is saying, their response is, I know that's right. God has been showing me the same thing. There were times in my past when I said the same things to God. Lord, this is just too hard. But God graciously showed me that this is a lie the enemy tries to inject into our minds to get us to give up. You can always walk because God has given you the Spirit to move powerfully within us to help us at all times. The Holy Spirit is with us, and He will be able to do anything and everything God asks of us. Just reflect on that for a moment. Think about how you've moved through this journey and realize and appreciate how God in you has been growing every day, and give grateful thanks. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I thought that was a really good teaching to tell us never, ever, ever give up. And God is with us from the first step to the last step. We are enabled by God to move forward and to take the first step and to walk with Him as He walks with us, as the Holy Spirit is with us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, He said, I will never give you something above that which you are able to receive in terms of a burden, in terms of something that you have to overcome. And I think that's something that we need to really embrace, the concept of, you know, walking with Christ in a sense by the power of the Holy Spirit, going forward, doing our projects, and the fact that we're here, we're still here, we're listening, and we're learning, and we're getting fed certain biblical principles like tonight, and then whatever's going to happen with our exchange, which is very soon, and I don't use the S word soon too often, but I think it does apply in this case. And I thought, Sue, it was really good in terms of what you said before, dedicating it to the courage of those who are on this journey with us, because you guys had the faith to believe something that seemed very strange, very odd, and hardly possible. And some people just don't plain believe it yet, and they won't. But that's okay. As they used to say, some will, some won't, so what? You know, we have the position that we have in Christ to go forward with these plans. And I can tell you, we're on the right track. We really are. And we're moving ever, ever closer to that goal that we've all set, which, of course, for me was to make sure I took you guys over the threshold of this, you know, when it happened. And then, of course, we're going to plan to do projects together in the future. So, Sue, I thought it was a really good, solid teaching about not giving up, about having the faith to put one step, one foot in front of the other. You know, God is our light, and yet we're to be salt and light on this earth. And you know, God's a lamp unto our path, a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, so that we can see where we're going in a dark world. And I think that's really, really good. So that's what I got out of the teaching. And I can't hand it off to Bob, so I'll hand it back to you, Sue. Did the teaching say anything that you resonate with and that you think is really a part of who you are now?
Well, I mean, I select these to have a deep and shared resonance with people, right? So that we look at things maybe in a new light and maybe hopefully a little bit deeper. And I love what you said, Bruce, about just a light unto our feet, and that God is actually a state of being, not an object. It's a state of being in union with the light of God, which means but you're not using your intellect and you're thinking of, oh, God's an object and it's a word and it's a state. And that state of being in union with God and Christ is when you surrender all that, you know, thinking that is of the world. And the thinking and the noise and the clutter and the distortions, all the distortions. And you just walk in that beautiful love and peace. And I think we're going to come to a, I think with everything that's going to be coming through the RV, quantum computing, what neuroscience and neurotheology and what the med beds are going to show us, there's going to be a renaissance in the lived experience, the knowing, so that people are walking in, I know that every day I'm getting closer to God. And that's where it is. That's where I thought the teaching on not giving up. You have to let the identification with your circumstances, your health, your money, when you identify with the problem more than you do with God, that's when you can't reach for God. And that's the challenge. That most people are habitually identified with what is. My this is bad. My that is bad. This is bad. This is bad. That's taking your power and putting it outside of you, outside of Christ. And all of a sudden, now you're going to have the abundance. Right now, in this moment, you have the abundance of God. It's pouring through you. If you just stepped out, you just put yourself to the side and you let God's perfection flow through you, it'd be right there.
Yep.
It's a suspension of your habitual way of perceiving and experiencing things. And so the practice is to know that right here, right now, as we're sitting in this quiet space of contemplating this teaching, there's this love, there's this experience of God that is knocking on the door of your heart and soul and saying, look at how much you've done to let me in more than you ever have over this journey. And imagine what I can do and we can do together and all of you together can do that will make it remarkable. And that's why I picked the teaching.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for that. Thanks for getting that teaching out for us. And thank you for your a commentary on it, and because I think there's so many things that we can take out of even one teaching. There's a lot of different lessons that are for us and a lot of things that we can walk with, and I think it's important that we include God in terms of, you know, the Holy Spirit that's within you. If you're a believer in Christ, you've got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, and you want to walk with God. He wants to walk with you. And that's what I think is so important, is that we continue to have a dialogue as we go and listen as much as you speak, maybe more than you speak. So thank you, Sue. That was really good. I like that teaching a lot. And let's go and see what we have in the way of praise or prayer tonight.
Praise or prayer? Let us just go, where did I put Pastor Scott? Here we go.
Okay.
Always starting with you first, Scott. Praising tonight for being married 36 years to my wife. She's the best ever. These last 2 years during my stroke, she's been the best taking care of the household. I mean, everything. Kids, bills, house, me. It has been an undertaking, and she's the best ever. I'm blessed to go on this journey with her, even though it took some time to convince her. But she finally came around. Praying for all you whose wives have been reluctant. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. I would say she is a blessing, Pastor Scott.
She is.
Yes.
You know, Sue, what's interesting about that? I was thinking about this earlier today and talked with someone about it. You know, I'm hoping that couples where one was a believer in the RV and in the currency stuff and the other was not, that the I told you so's don't really come out. But I hope that the union, the reunification of couples takes place after this goes, where one was a believer in it and one was not. And in Pastor Scott's case, his wife was not, but I think she's come around and agrees, and the two agree in this, which is edifying. It's really good if you have a partner that agrees with you in this. You know, my late wife Paula agreed with me on it, and we were never at odds about it, ever. And she understood it. She was with me. She just didn't make it, just like a lot of people, like my friend Gary didn't make it. And we all have people that passed away before this thing could come to fruition and before the med beds could happen. But anyway, Pastor Scott, thank you for that. And thank you, Sue, for reading that and doing such a great job on these prayer and praise night.
So now we get to go to Jeannie.
Yay.
Lord, grant us your light that we may give joy to those who need you. Grant us your peace that we may impart your grace and truth to those in doubt. Grant us your love that we may guide the world to the Father's heart, praying that each of us find the right relationships and people who can fuel our growth and help us accomplish more than we thought possible, especially with the RV blessing. Praying that we are successful in our relationship with God, we'll need to look for the wisdom of people who are further along in their faith journey. Heavenly Father, today we continue praying for the following. For all the leaders and listeners, for their health and well-being, for Pastor Scott's health, for all the prayer requests that we heard on this big call by everyone that they may be granted, med beds for medical and dental issues, RV blessing and world peace. May God bless everyone and keep them safe. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie.
And prayer requests. And don't let me forget, at the end of my segment, I want to answer the question for Regine. It's for you to start into, well, I guess when you do your intel segment. So, Regine, I got you.
Okay, you want me? Okay.
At the end of my segment, I'll remember. I'm saying it out loud so we both remember.
Okay, you'll remember. Okay, thanks, Sue. That's great. Thank you, Jeannie, for that as well. Always good to hear your voice. And that's what I hear when Sue reads your email. All right. Mm-hmm. So tell me, Sue. Gosh, that went quickly, didn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully Bob will join us at half past the hour. I believe he will.
It's going to be perfect. It's going to be perfect timing. Yep.
Okay, great. Well, tell us, Sue, what it is you'll want to impart to us tonight. Anything that's on your mind to share with us and tell us anything you think we need to know.
So one of the things that has been a great part of this past month, Bruce, is kind of doing a review of, as you know, we've done 210 classes on the future of leadership. And here's what's unique about this segment tonight is, number one, most likely everybody that's listening to this call is learning that they are self-leaders in Christ. You're having to learn, you're having to grow, you're having to understand, you're having to prepare. And you're probably thinking a lot about what you're going to do when this blessing actually happens. So I wanted to offer something, and you touched on it just a couple of minutes ago. But first I'm going to make an announcement. We've sent out a lot of invoices to and for the MedBed 100. And what we're going to do is we're just going to take a pause to taking on any more requests. You can send it to us, but we're just not going to promise, based on the intel that Bruce is going to deliver. You can send us, if you're interested in the MedBed, you can send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. I'll let Bruce say that. But we're putting it on pause to Tuesday next week, Bruce. Because we've got to follow up with people and find out. You know, some people have to wait for their check to come in. Who knows? But we've got to get caught up. So just MedBeds are on pause, everybody. You can send us an email, but we're not going to promise you anything. Just so we're in attuned reciprocity. Okay, so that's number one. We're all leaders. And what is the number one thing that Bruce touched on that we're really, really going to need to be skilled at is relationships. And how many of us know that there's literally an emerging field called relationship science? So you can learn about how to grow a really reciprocal, loving, creative, there's going to be so much growth that you're going to want to really, if you're single, you're going to want to ask the person that you could be dating. So you say you want a healthy relationship or you want a committed relationship. What have you done about learning how to do that? What have you done? So I'm going to read you about the happiest relationship of your life will be with a partner who shows these seven behaviors. This is going to be very eye-opening. And if you want this article, go to Global English Editing. The happiest relationship of your life will be with a partner who shows these seven behaviors. Here's one. They celebrate your wins with active, constructive responding. When something good happens, your promotion, a personal best in the gym, does your partner light up and ask for details? Tell me exactly how it happened. Or do they give a kind of, oh, that's good, wow, that's good, and it kind of cuts it off at the legs? You've got to respond actively. The first style of active, constructive responding is central to what they call capitalization, like increasing. This is going to be, get this article, and I would frame this article. One of the best, and this is what I do. Couples who practice the next time your partner shares a small victory, put your phone down, and ask open questions and reflect their excitement back to them.
Good.
Now, this is a big deal. You can do this with yourself, too. So everything I'm giving you for outside of you, you turn and you make it exciting for you. You can say, wow, that was really good. So you're not always so dependent on the people outside of you. You can have God saying, wow, that was really, really good that you brought this out on the big call. And Bruce is listening and paying attention.
Exactamundo, I am. Yes, Sue, I'm listening.
Number two. number two. I hope I can get to all these. They keep the magic 5-1 ratio of positives to negatives. There's some debate. It can be 3-5 if you're short on time. 5 positive interactions for every negative one.
Yeah.
So think about how somebody's being, and if they're being personal and you really feel it, are you feeling it in their head? Do you feel it in your head or do you feel it in your body? Make sure smiles, affectionate touches, shared jokes, acts of service are the emotional deposits that offset any kind of inevitable criticism or irritation. When the ratio dips below 1-1, contempt and disengagement creep in. So when you're talking to a colleague, when you're talking to a child, you don't just come in with, you know, especially if you haven't been really positive, sometimes you have to get honest feedback, but you want to say, you did this really well, you did this really well, you did this really well. 3-5. And you know what's cool? I'm going to share with you how I perceive this situation. And tell me what you think. This is what I'm feeling about it. You can do this with people at work, etc. Number 3, they express gratitude often and specifically. Feeling thankful is nice. Saying it transforms relationships. Experimental work shows that verbal or written expressions of gratitude, even once a day. God, I love the way you say that. Gosh, I love the way you call and do this. Boy, I love the way you're so enthusiastic when we talk. Gratitude signals, I don't take you for granted. Gratitude, I'm so lucky to have you in my life. I'm so grateful that you've done all this with me. 4, they respond, not just listen, to your vulnerable disclosures. The classic interpersonal process model of intimacy, and that's not indie, intimacy nutrient density index that we developed, shows that closeness unfolds in a loop. One partner self-discloses, right, J&K? The other responds with perceived responsiveness, empathy, understanding, validation, and the first partner feels safe to go deeper. If you're with someone who doesn't disclose what a conversation was about, what they're going through, how are you supposed to feel close to that person? How are you supposed to express anything that gets you closer, that deepens your relationship? Let's see. Hold on. They show a secure attachment. This is 5, thank you. They show a secure attachment pattern and help you feel secure. Securely attached adults, this is big for people that are single out there, are comfortable with closeness, yet autonomous. They enjoy the most satisfying, stable relationships. It's the confidence that the relationship is a safe harbor where repairs happen quickly. And I'm going to speak to what I've seen working with the Big Call audience for 10 years, closely, intimately. For the people that Bruce was talking about, that they hope that their relationships come together. When this happens, you should, if you care about yourself and the person you're in relationship with, you need to sit with yourself and say, what do I really want in a relationship? and then have your partner really do that with you and get really clear. Because our world is not going to get better by people that are settling for what they've known. It's not going to get better. It's not. You've got to say, okay, here's what I need. I need emotional intimacy. I need depth. I want this. How can we design our life so it's not filled with distractions? Here's the big one. And we can prioritize a deep and meaningful connection. How do we create that so we're in peace and abundance and joy and service? But our sacred union comes first. What does that mean? It means not living in survival. It means making for beautiful spaces of deeper connection. And if you don't find people, if you can't prioritize that you deserve a higher level of sacred union in your relationship, then you're not going to get that. This is a time when you have to stop settling for the way your parents did relationships, which is what I see predominantly. It takes courage to step out into something bigger, more beautiful, and more Christ-like. They use humor to bond, not belittle. Add humor. Create micro-traditions, silly victory dances, goofy nicknames, meme exchanges, anything that lightens it up. And finally, they are your personal Michelangelo, sculpting your ideal self. Researchers call it the Michelangelo phenomenon. Partners who perceive and behave towards each other in a way that affirms each person's ideal self help those ideals become real. When your partner sees you as the disciplined writer, the empathetic parent, or the confident speaker you aim to be, or it says, this is Sue's refinement, or when you're not doing that, you say, hey, you know, this scatteredness, this dispersion, that means trying to do too many things all at once. Hey, you've got to have a time when you can all say the truth. You were brought up with parents that lived through obligation and never spoke the truth. They didn't know how to do that. They didn't say, hey, you can't hit the children or you can't do this or whatever. Now, men and women are going to have equal financial security. And now is our opportunity to say, let's build something beautiful. Let's build something we've never experienced before. And let's walk up a mountain into divine union and live, even with mistakes, but live knowing that we both want this beautiful, connected, deep, and meaningful new life with ourselves that'll ripple out into our community. Relationship, your relationship with God and yourself, your sovereign heart with another sovereign heart, and somebody that can say, I want to learn what it means to know myself and God at the deepest level, and I want to do it with you. And I want to design it so we can do it together. And I want to design it so it ripples out and it transforms just by who we're being in the world. That's what is possible. That's the opportunity. And the happiest relationship of your life will be with a partner who shows those seven behaviors. That's my gift of inspiration and what is possible for tonight. And thank you for
That's
the
really
bravo.
Good, Sue. That's really good, Sue. I appreciate that. I think that was wonderful. That's the first time we've had anything quite that in-depth on intimacy or into me see.
Or the actual, I mean, I think what you got out of it first is you could feel it. And I hope everybody here, we are not going to have the world we intend if we don't reach for something beyond what we've known. And
that's
the
right.
Most important thing is to know yourself beyond who you've been in relationship to God, in relationship to yourself. Find the people that actually have taken the time to know themselves, not just go look for a relationship. Not about looking for a relationship. Most people don't even know who they are. I was part of that club.
You were in that club?
People didn't. They are too busy. They're just, I've got it. This insight came in today. It's a miracle if you really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You grow up being told who you are by the toxic systems of this world. Then you leave your parents' house. You don't know who you are. You're surrounded by people who don't know who they are. Then you're told, go out, have a career. You've never mastered your career. You're trying to master your career, master another person, master with another person that doesn't know who they are, and then you bring children into the world. There's no mastery there. There's no preparation. There's no training. It's not about going and fixing what's wrong with you. Leave this segment tonight and say, it's one of the biggest things I'm doing in my own life. I'm going to be surrounded with people that know how to live the healthiest, most integrated, well-being relationships, because it's that. It's not going to be the achieving super humanitarian thing.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh. That's the old masculine, sorry guys, that's the old hyper achievement, overdoing, out of your emotions, self-abandoning path. Find the people that are figuring out that rhythm, because they're going to bring it into your project. And we need projects that are about regenerating people, regenerating yourself. And when you do that the right way, you're like, you have time for yourself, you have time for your love, you have time for your gifts, you're in flow. But you have to know yourself to create that. You have to know, okay, this is I need these hours in the morning. I need to be able to say when I come back to my partner, I'm going to just take a minute, get quiet, get grounded, and then I'm going to bring all my energy and attention to you. It's going to be about quality. Leave this.
That's right.
And say, I'm going to have the highest quality experiences in relationship I've ever had. And with that, I tie a bow. Let me know if you found it inspiring, everybody. I'm blessing you all. And that's me for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Qualia. Qualia.
Exactly. The qualia. Good for you. Yeah.
Sue, what's our time hack before I go on?
9:41. I don't think Bob is here yet, unless he's really quiet.
Yes, he is. And he was quiet. Well,
I was listening to the seven chapters.
Was that good, Bob?
You got them all, Bob? Did you get them?
Yeah.
Okay, Sue, thank you for that so much. And I'm glad I asked you for a time hack. And Bob, tell me how your trip went so far. Flight's good? Got in okay?
Yeah, everything was perfect. The flights were right on time. Had just enough time to get from one gate to the other with 5 minutes to spare to catch the second flight.
And, that could be challenging.
It was pretty easy.
Okay.
Got my rent car and headed over. So I'm just walking.
Are you at the hotel yet, Bob? Are you?
Yeah, I already checked in, and now I'm just taking a walk outside. Oh, it's kind of warm.
Cool.
It's like 85 degrees out, and I'm walking down by the lake.
Oh, nice.
Lake
Geneva?
Carved by the, it's called Seneca Lake in the town of
Seneca.
Geneva.
Right.
And it's a lake that's over 600 feet deep. And it's one of the deepest lakes in the world. And it's like 38 miles long and a mile across. And it's just one of many lakes like this in upstate New York. They were carved by the glaciers.
Yeah.
You know, receding glaciers. So it's really
excellent.
Cool place.
Yep. So when you were back in school back then, did you swim that lake when you were back in the day, Bob?
No, not really. It was really dangerous place. A lot of boating, a lot of fishing, really deep lake, and a lot of people drowned in that lake. So we were busy playing basketball and baseball, and swimming wasn't on the top of our priority list.
I hear you. Okay. Well, Bob, I'm glad you joined
us.
It's
really nice. I'm glad I got a chance, and I'm right here at the very north end of Seneca Lake right now, and it used to be just be a parking lot where we would come when we were kids and just hang out on the side of this hill in this parking lot. And now they built the whole thing up into this beautiful community center.
Wow!
So I'm just walking around, seeing what happened in the 40 years since I haven't been here.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Wow. Tomorrow night, you got the reunion, 50th reunion starts. You've got, a dinner for tomorrow night, probably, Bob?
Yep. Right here at this community center where I am right now.
Okay.
Yep. And I'm just looking at trees that don't grow in Florida. Like, I'm looking at an American basswood tree. And in June, when they went to flower, we used to pick the flowers off the trees while we were dodging the bees, because these are the favorite flowers of the bumblebees. And their basswood honey is very rare and expensive honey. And we used to battle the bees for the flowers, because you could put the flowers in the oven and dry them out, and then put them in like a sachet that you would using your bath water and also make tea out of. And it had the same active ingredient as Librium. And so you could lie in your bathtub, sip a cup of tea, and float in this liquid Librium and take a trip and never leave the farm.
Wow.
And right when I got here to the community center, here's like three basswood trees all in a row.
No kidding. How about that?
Yeah. But there was all kinds of stuff we were into, you know, being in the agriculture world back in the day.
Yes.
In the 1970s.
Yeah.
And now we have AI-assisted, quantum computer-assisted inventions that create epigenetic reprogramming. And the world's a little different. Yeah.
That's cool, Bob. Very cool, man. Oh, gosh. What's new on the boomers front, Bob? Anything new?
No, not really. I didn't go into the office today, so when I was
right.
with you all on Tuesday, you know, I just had half a day hanging out with Larry and talking with people on the phones, and then this morning had a really great meeting with our staff over the you know, over a Zoom call, and we have lots of cool new stuff, technology things that are coming in the near future. They're going to help people to get better discounts and easier navigation through Shopify. And we spent a whole hour this morning going over all the new features. And once they're actually ready to roll out, we'll tell people about it. But there's, you know, with the advances in technology, that is part of what's happening. You know, with any type of a shopping site, where you're going to shop for clothes or nutrition products, they're all going to get better and better as the new technology, the base technology for the big platforms like Shopify keeps improving. It's all designed to make things easier for people. And this is their first major overhaul in many years. So we're really happy to see what they've been able to do. And we're helping as a beta tester with them to give them feedback on how it's working and making more modifications as we go. It's been fun.
Yeah.
And the sales we have are still the same, Bruce, where people can still get their their heirloom barley for $20 with the promo code BIGCALL20. That's for new customers. We've had a lot of people taking advantage of that. We're getting people saying, you know, I've been listening for 20 years or 14 years to the Big
14
Call.
14 years.
and I've been listening to you for 10 years. And when I heard about that $20 for the heirloom barley, I decided now is the time.
Now's the time to get started.
So no sense in not leaving it till the last minute when you're going to crumble. But hey.
Don't wait that long if you can help it, guys. Don't wait.
But also we have five other products that are on sale half price, including collagen, which people love that collagen. And also ashwagandha and resveratrol and vitamin C and magnesium. Those are all half price. And then on top, layered on top, is a volume discount where you can get 10, 15, or 20% off on every purchase. So if you get one of the half price products, you can get an additional discount on top of that as well, based on that stack.
Bob, I didn't know that we'd allow double dipping, but we kind of are. Yep. You know, it's
amazing, why we are? Because the software allows for it. The new software lets us do it. In the past, it would never let you use two different sales on
discounts.
Top of each other like that.
Really. Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. That's great for the customer. It's great for Big Call Universe. So make sure everybody understands, Bob, they can get the heirloom barley in the, let's call it a, what do we call that size? It's a one-month supply for people starting out with heirloom barley.
Right. On the website, it's called trial size.
Trial size.
It's called trial size.
$20.
Yep. And it's a month supply.
If you're just starting out, it's a month supply, and that's a trial size of heirloom barley, and you use the promo code BIGCALL20.
Yep,
is that
that's
what it is,
it.
Bob? BIGCALL20 to get you that size for $20, which is more than half price. And then you can take advantage of the five products that are on sale for half price, and then you could add any other products in with it just to get volume to get you up to the $150 or $200. When you get from $150 to $200, you go from 15% overall discount to a 20% discount if you hit $200. So that's a tremendous deal there. I love that. Yep. Good. Take advantage of it. Okay, Bob, what else?
That's actually about it for tonight, Bruce. I don't have our testimonial sheet in front of me, so I can't do that. And so I think that's going to be it for tonight.
Okay, I'll give them the website. To get to Bob's website, what you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com, and on our homepage, at the top, you'll see a banner that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site, so click on it, take you right into Bob's site. You can go through and look at all the various products. You can bring down the product tab, and you actually have a sub-tab on sale, and you can pull that down and see all the products that are on sale and all the rest of the products that you could add just to get volume on your, you know, you get 10% off with a $75 purchase, total purchase. You get 15% off on a $150 worth of product, and then you jump all the way to 20% on $200 of total product. So you can decide what level you want to come in at, and if you need to hit another product here and there or get an extra one of these, you can do that to make sure that you get to 150 or 200 probably to get the best deal. And, of course, you got free shipping at that point. That's not an issue. It's really good. So go into the website, check it out, put an order together in your cart. I think all the discounts show up when you check out. Right, Bob? When you check out, if you're still there?
Yeah.
And then, right, so take it to the cart and load them up, and then when you check out, the discounts will show up. And then if you have a question or you want to talk to somebody in customer support, you just call the 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So that's really what you're doing. And that is a great way to take advantage of the sales. But when you get to that website, after you've looked around and maybe put an order together, you can go down to the footer of the page and see a number of really good podcasts. You can see video podcasts of a lot of different products and different things like havening and neuro-linguistic programming and tapping and just everything. You got a lot that you can see, a lot of video content. And there are YouTube videos that have been archived. You got a lot you can take a look at. So Bob's put a wonderful site together with a lot of good information for you. All right. Well, that's a tremendous deal, Bob, and I appreciate that. I didn't know that you could double dip on that. I wasn't thinking that we could, but I'm glad that the software allowed it just for the benefit of everybody in Big Call Universe, because you guys can take advantage of that, especially with the deal on the heirloom barley trial size at $20 with the Big Call 20 as your what do you call word? Yep. Take advantage of that. All right. Bob, anything else before you head on out? Have you had dinner yet?
Nope, not yet. Not yet, but I had lunch at the airport in Tampa before I left, so I'm pretty much good to go.
You think you're good? Okay, sounds good, Bob. Yep. Well, listen, man, thanks so much for checking in with us tonight. Appreciate it. Have a great reunion. See who made it, and how they're doing. And I know you probably have some people that you could – they don't know that you've been doing this, a lot of these people, since you haven't seen them in 40 years. Is it the kind of deal where you have a picture of what you used to look like as a senior, and then they see the real you now? Is that kind of part of the tag, you think? It has been for a lot of reunions.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't involved in any of the plans, so it's going to all be a surprise.
Okay. Oh, it'll be fun. I have some fun with it. I know you will. And tomorrow night will be a gala event. And then Saturday, where you guys have picnics out somewhere?
We're going out to an inn on the lake that's owned by one of the people from our class. And he's having some kind of a band out there on the property of the inn.
All right.
And we're going to hang out on the lake.
How many people you think are making the reunion? Did you get a number?
No, I don't have any idea. The class would have been about 300 graduates. We know 150 of them have passed away, so whatever percent of the remaining 150 are able to make it.
Yep.
They'll be hobbling in with their cane and crutches and wheelchairs.
Canes and walkers. Yeah, wheelchairs. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, you know, I know you'll be gracious and you'll be wonderful, and they'll love seeing you again, Bob. And we loved having you come in tonight, and we look forward to you having a nice time and a nice, safe flight back home on Sunday. So,
very well.
Talking to you in the meantime. All right, Bob. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in. Okay.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye. Bye, Bob. All right, Sue. It's that magical time for Intel.
It is. And may I just, I want to complete. This is a question that came in.
Okay.
This is from Regine, and she said, the speaker said that an irrevocable trust was needed to receive the contracted rate, not a contracted rate, for the VIM, for the humanitarian projects, and that we have to take it to the exchange center to receive these monies. In the last year or so, I heard we do not need any trust. Could you tell me which of these is true? Okay.
So
that's for you.
Yeah. Okay, Sue, that sounds fair. Let me talk about that. And her name is Regine?
Yeah.
Not Regina? Okay. Okay. Regine. Regine, thank you for your question. Okay. When you say the speaker, are you referring to me? Is she, Sue, referring to me or somebody
else on another call? No, somebody was saying that you needed an irrevocable trust in order to do your exchange for the contracted rate, which isn't a contracted rate on the Zoom.
No, that's
so
true.
So explain that there is no contract rate on the Zoom and do the revocable, irrevocable, trust, no trust. That's all she needs.
Right. Okay, thank you, Sue. That's great. That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Like Sue just said, there is no contract rate on the Zoom. Whoever put that out, it wasn't me. Okay, there's no contract rate on the Zim. The only currency, and remember the Zimbabwe dollar is really being treated as a bearer bond. You're redeeming your Zim. You're exchanging your other currencies if you have them. Now, the contract rate is referring to the dinar. That's the Iraqi dinar, okay? And that contract rate is a very high rate, and you can, if you're not offered that rate, you can ask them for the contract rate. And it's high, and you're not under a contract with it. It was a rate that was contracted for the Zim by President Trump. So that Zim, I didn't mean Zim. For the dinar by President Trump, and it's about getting the best rate possible that President Trump wants us to get for the dinar. Now, trust, no trust, revocable, irrevocable trust. They would prefer if you have a trust. It can be revocable. It can be revocable. It just depends on what your attorney has worked out with you, or your trust people have worked out for you. They prefer, if you have that, to come in to the Redemption Center with it, which I have. Sue has. We're going into the Redemption Center with our trust paperwork. Okay? Now, if you don't have it, they would like you to get a trust, especially if you're a ZIM holder, because we're talking a lot of money, a lot. And as you guys know, if you have ZIM, you know, even if you have tons of dinar or dong or rupiah or Afghani or any number of the currencies that are going up in value. But the point is this, they would like you to get a trust as soon as you can get it, and they'll be able to assist you in getting one or setting up an attorney for you if you don't find your own trust attorney or your own, law office to do this type of work. Fortunately, I have an attorney that's a good friend, and we've already done it. We did it probably 3 or 4 years ago. So I'm all set from that aspect. But you guys should, get that done. If you don't have a trust already, you should get one and get it done shortly after your exchange. You do not have to have a trust to do your exchange. But the exchange proceeds that go into your Quantum account would need to be in your name, because you don't have a trust name or an LLC name or anything set up yet. Use a trust as your umbrella for everything that you're doing, as a master trust for everything that you're doing. Did that answer the question sufficiently, Sue?
I think it did. I have one more question, and this is a really good one. I'm going to read it, then I'm going to answer it, and then you answer it. Okay, so mine is intuitive. Do we need to be able to identify, this is from a MedBed 100 program, all six people we are recommending, remember I'm going to answer first, for MedBeds immediately, or can we turn their names in later? I think for some of my potential recommendations, it will be easier to persuade them to use a MedBed if they can see the results on me first. So I don't have that many people, but I'm going to pretend I do. And I would, at the time of my exchange, tell them that I was going into the MedBed and that, this is for you, Harry, that I was intending to bring or introduce six individuals to the MedBeds. And how would that work, number one? But I will be using the full six recommendations. And I would just let it be known and ask them if there's anything else that they need from me. You don't have to give names right away necessarily, but just say, I will be utilizing that and exercising that. I'm going to go in first. And that's how I would approach it. Take it away, Bruce.
That's a good answer, Sue, and I think that's a very good question, really.
It is a good question, isn't it?
I have some people that are not even in the currencies. A few. And there's one guy I want to get in the MedBed. I want him, but he wants to see me after I come out. That he wants to see, and I think his jaw will drop, as a lot of people will. And, but I do plan to put his name and phone number on my list, because he's older and he's in good shape, but, the way things are, you never know. And he's a good friend, and I want to keep him. So I want him to, and I think he's pretty much agreed in principle that he wants to do it, yes. But I would say look at your own list. Pick the people that are dire need. If they're ZIM holders, great. you know, dire need gets first priority with him, and then just list those people. And if there are people that aren't convinced until they see you after the med bed, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
But this is, the, you know, Sue, the only thing is, Sue, this is your one chance to put those people's names and phone numbers to the med bed people.
Here's something interesting that is coming up because of Harry's question. Me. All of us that are ZIM holders. And they're looking to us to recommend, because of the quality of people that we are, the people that should have access to those med beds. Because of you, Harry, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, I have this one individual. This is what I'm going to do because we can. I have this one individual. This is who I'd like to get in. And I would like to request that if I come across the five other individuals, they will also gain access to that. Can I have it be known that six people may be, through me, may be going to the med beds? That's a way for a group of people that are listening to this right now who may just have one person to be the advocates for people they may run across in the next year or whatever. And that helps the system, that helps the med beds, and that wouldn't have been revealed unless Harry asked that question. So thank you.
It's a good question, Sue. Thank you, Harry and Sue. And here's the way I look at it. I can fill my list, and I've got plenty of people to do that with. But I think in a year's time or more, everybody's going to be fully aware of it. But why do they want us to recommend six or up to six? Up to six people. Because they figure, like, okay, if you're qualified as a ZIM holder and you've got some need and you go in to the med bed, then you are recommending somebody by personal referral. You're making a personal referral of a person that you know. And that goes a long way to getting them to be invited, quote unquote, into the med bed, see, because of you, because of your recommendation. And that counts in this case.
Right.
You know, it's not just pulling somebody in off the street that you've never known. These are people that you know. You have some kind of a relationship with. And like Sue talked about in her segment tonight, it's about relationship. And this is an example of a relationship of a friend or a family member that you know that needs to get in and out of that med bed. So I hope that answered the question for Harry, Sue. Your answer and my answer? Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else that's out there? Anything else that you can think of?
That's
okay.
You answered both questions.
Thank you, Sue. All righty. Now, let's talk about where we are now in relationship to us getting our notifications. There are meetings currently going on over the next several days, and these are high quality meetings. Our top people, including President Trump's involved, our top financial people, I would think our military, some generals are probably involved. It's a good-sized group. And they are determining right now, as far as the latest update I had today, they're determining when to let the notifications go out. And they're trying to decide whether to let that happen either Monday or Tuesday on our notifications for Tier 4B. Monday or Tuesday. And it could be notifications for everybody, meaning bondholders in Tier 3, Tier 4A, Admirals groups, and other groups in that same time, and then us in 4B, the Internet group, which is the largest group, probably bigger than the public. Maybe not, but they're going to let us know on that Well, I don't know that I'll know. I may know before Monday or Tuesday, but they're supposed to decide on Monday or Tuesday, this coming Monday or Tuesday, on our notifications, and then we would go most likely the next day. If we got notified Monday afternoon, we'd probably start on Tuesday. If we got notified Tuesday morning, we'd probably still start on Tuesday for our exchanges and our redemption of Zim. Okay? That's pretty much where that is. Let's see. What else is important to what we have? I think that is the crux of what we're all waiting for. So I think that's everything we want to hear about in a nutshell. I can tell you Iraq is going to bring out a new rate Sunday, and we'll find out about it on Forex after 5 Eastern, and our banks and redemption centers will have it on their screens probably Monday morning, most likely.
What about the EBS? What about the EBS thing?
Well, okay, let's get into this. I can't speak to the use of the EBS itself, mm-hmm. but I can tell you that we've got Nasara and Jasara starting with, guess what the first two pieces of Nasara are going to be? Doge payments, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and R&R, Restitution and Reconciliation Allowance, R&R. And that R&R will happen for us that are currency holders when we go to the redemption center. It will be in our Quantum account already. And we'll find that out. And as we activate our Quantum card, that's when we'll see how much our R&R is. But you're going to get your Doge payment alphabetically based on where your last name fits in the alphabet, in either the first, if it's early in the alphabet. If it's middle of the alphabet, it would be on the 2nd of August, which is Sunday, and the 3rd, if I got that right, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No, the 3rd is Sunday. Sunday would be the last, or the 3rd would be toward the end of the alphabet. Okay? So that will determine, and those will be by direct deposit. And there'll be substantial Doge payments, really substantial. And the R&R will also be high, very high, and that will be something that we'll get at the redemption center. So in August, we get Doge, first 3 days is what I'm hearing, first 3 days, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and we get an increase in Social Security. If you're on Social Security, you'll get an increase in the amount that you've been receiving, and it'll be a pretty nice increase. Now, of all the things that we're doing, it's the least important in terms of monetary importance. The biggest, of course, would be your exchanges, especially if you're redeeming Zim. Second biggest could be Doge, or it could be R&R, because there's so many variables on the R&R, so many different variables. But it'll be substantial. And so those two parts of Nasara are going to come out first. Now, we should have additional information about Nasara coming out by the end of the first week of August or the beginning of the second week in August. And that's where they might talk about the changes in taxation, the changes and no more, for example, no more real estate taxes, you know what I mean? Property taxes. And maybe they'll have something about the, income tax going away. I think it's all going to come out somewhere between the first week in August and probably the end of November. That's what I've been told today. So we'll see how it all comes out. It's going to be kind of neat. I think it's going to be amazing. And I'm excited about that, for not just for us, but for everybody. and especially people that aren't even in the currencies. You know, they don't have any zim, they don't have any dinar, they don't have any currency, but they're still, especially if they're older, they're going to get a lot of money in the Doge payment and a lot of money in the R&R if they paid taxes, if they paid a lot of interest on a mortgage, if they paid interest on credit cards, if they paid interest on car loans. Those are probably the four biggest parts of it. You add to that your birth certificate money. If you had a divorce, there's a tradable bond there. If you had a death of a spouse, there's something there. And what's the other one I'm forgetting? Marriage, divorce,
car loan,
let's see, what else?
Mortgage.
What are you saying? What are you saying, Sue?
Car loans, mortgage.
No, I'm talking about a separate bond tradable thing like birth certificate. Oh, birth certificate, death certificate, marriage license, and divorce. Divorce decree, if there was one. There's all of that. Those four things were traded on us as bonds. Birth certificate, death certificate, marriage license, divorce.
Wait.
Sure,
death of a child? Death of a child?
Ooh, boy, don't ask me that.
I know.
Death of a child. You know, I'm not sure how that's going
to
work.
Say hello to Henry. That came from Henry.
Henry. Hi, Henry. Good to hear you. Good to hear from you, Henry. I've got plans for you, Henry. North Carolina. Part of the initial team that will help on rebuild North Carolina.
And all that talent, all that talent coming from where? Where does that talent come from?
From you, Sue. From you. From the pod, from you and your pod recommendations. Thank you. Okay. Well, listen, Sue, thank you, Henry. I don't know about that one. I think we have to just see what happens. I can't answer that. I don't want to be incorrect on that. It's hard enough for me to try to be correct on all the other stuff I think I know. But, guys, we're in a good time. We should have a very good, enjoyable weekend, and we should be looking forward to – and they're going to – okay, the other thing is, on Sunday night, they're going to do the testing, and they're calling them triggers, but I think of them more as a test on cell phones, on internet, and also on the Starlink satellite system. So they're just final test protocols that they're getting ready before they release the emails to us either Monday or Tuesday. And I have a feeling it'll either be Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning when the exchange is starting Tuesday. That's what it's looking like right now. But they're going to determine that and make that decision by Sunday at the high-level meetings. So I'm excited about it, and I think we all should be a little bit excited. Now, Sue, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
If a person has PayPal, they definitely have $100 in their PayPal account. Will you take those people that want the MB-100?
If she has PayPal, and let's do it like this. Yeah, let's ask for people that have PayPal. They can send their emails. We've got to get caught up, Bruce. And there are people that we send invoices to. We haven't heard from them. And then all of a sudden, it's going to be we're exchanging, we're doing everything. So we're just trying to honor a sort of sacred balance in this. So if they have, just say MB/PayPal. If you have that, then we can kind of zoom ahead and we'll see what we can do.
The subject line, MB100/PayPal.
I don't want to get people's expectations up because here's the thing. Everybody should hear this now. When the 800 numbers come, there's a gone fishing sign because we got to get into our projects right away. So we're at the end.
That's right.
Please watch your email. And I'm going to be reaching out to the people we sent invoices to and, you know, said, please, I can't wait to have this. And we haven't heard anything from them. So I got to do that first.
Yeah.
And then just manage the quality control a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay, Sue. Thank you. What's our time hack approximate, Sue?
10:21.
If you can. Okay. Well, I'm ready to wrap it up. Any final comments you want to make tonight, Sue? Okay. I'm going to take that as a no. All right. I am going to say, guys, do this if you haven't registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com. Go ahead and do it. It's the only way we'll have to get in touch with you about Rebuild America, about Rebuild International, about the Veterans Retreat Network, and about the Pastoral Retreat Network. Those four projects are my main thing. You know that. And obviously, Rebuild America is the biggest of the four. So I'm going to need some help with it. I got a nice revelation last night that I'm not going to share yet, but I'm very excited about what it's going to do for both Rebuild America, for the Veterans Retreat Network and the Pastoral Retreat Network. I got a really cool revelation, and Sue doesn't even know what it is yet. So I'm excited about it. I think it's going to work out really well. So I want to say, guys, it's been great. I don't know. Let's see, Tuesday, exchanging maybe, I think. We'll plan to have a celebration call. So check back in with us Tuesday night, but pay attention to your emails. And what I'm saying is, if you register on bigcalluniverse.com, we will send you an email with the 800 number in it. Okay? And we're going to post the 800 number on my website, bigcalluniverse.com. Okay? That's where it would be. And so I'm excited to be able to do that. Bob's flying back on Sunday, and hopefully we have something we can work with there after he gets back home late Sunday night. And I'll be talking to him even probably during or after whatever the reunion. I'll kind of keep an idea of what his thing is going on. It sounds like fun. He's going to have a good time. I'm glad for him, too. So let's do this, you guys. Let's go ahead. I want to thank Sue very much for helping me host the call tonight, as she has done for the last almost 10 years, and Bob as well for checking in tonight from upstate New York, Geneva, New York. And they don't talk like that up there. I'm just playing. And I like to thank, you know, Pastor Scott and Jeannie, GCK, the satellite team, the SAT team, for getting the signal out all over the globe. And, of course, our intel sources, multiple. And also, I like to thank Big Call Universe for following the Big Call faithfully over the last 14 years. So let's do this, guys. Let's pray the call out, and then we'll turn off the recording. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you have us in the palm of your hand such that nobody could take us out of your hand. Thank you for keeping an eye on us, for walking with us, and for being an integral part of our lives. Thank you for everything that you're imparting to us in terms of wisdom. Thank you for the opportunities that we have ahead of us to rebuild this country and help rebuild the world internationally. Thank you for the blessing that's very soon to come. And for everyone who's part of it, thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'm going to go ahead and turn off the recording now. And I look forward to meeting many of you at regional get-togethers that we plan for the future to discuss, you know, the various projects that we're doing. All right? So let's go ahead and turn off the recording.